thickness of the kona. In other words, how much of what's called roiv? Just the hollowness inside, roiv of the hollowness, roiv of the cholul, or roiv of even of the thickness of the kona itself. So Rav says, like lakula, you have to not only cut through roiv of the chalal, but even roiv of the thickness of the kona. Rashi says what? Roiv uviya, that yesh, some say, roiv uviya hadoifin. Avavish degil chol, that's a chumrah. Some say otherwise, but you cut through robe of the skin even though you don't get into the hollow part. That's not right. Through it. Ruba means here for care. You have to cut through the halal and the robe of the meat. And Viyamli, some say no, robe halal, it's enough just to go through the robe of the halal. Rashi says robe halal means Eino trefat sheyifsoit robe ha halal. The uve hatanuch ain't a mashlam the roiv. The uve, the thickness of the meat, that does not. So kufa ketamin. Here's what I've said. That this is a mochumra. That is a mokula. It's only a treifas imamish cut through roiv of the hollow part inside it. And the first shittur is you don't need just roiv of the hollow part, but even the thickness of the meat itself, of the con itself, can even start off with the roiv. When you cut through roiv of the basar and it went through with the halal, that's enough. Yeah. So more so like this. Hahu psukas hagageris. There was a psukas hagageris over here. A shayla here that the gageris was cut through halfway. To yosla kaimi the rav. So yosla the kabodik leib roiv uvya. He wanted to check out to see if roiv of the meat around it was cut through. So omru lei rav kana ravasi the rav. The Maratona Rabbein, you learned us the Rav Chalola. That's not enough just to check out the Rav of the outside, but you told us only a tray for the gold Rav of the inside. So you check out that better. So Meister was Shodra, they sent this Shiloh, a kind of the Rabbi Barachona, bought Kab Rav Chalola. He checked it out to the Rav Chalal to see if most of the inside was also cut through, and that's a Chumra. Really, it's a Kula to be Makel, unless that happens, of the Yachshra. He held it was Kosher. Attack, even though they went through the robe of the outer skin, but it didn't go through robe of the halal. So therefore, Yod is not called a treif, and he was masherit. And the zovim mineh he brought from that meat, from that animal, betrayed isisri, pshita bisri. He bought a lot of meat, $12 worth, $1,200 worth, a lot of meat, 12 kovot coins, isisri. That's how much meat he bought from it. So the question is, vechi, how do you do like this? I've a tiny learned. Chochem shetimei and chaver reshul atar. Once a chochem paskin that's tomei, it's treif. You're not allowed to be matar anymore. A tumi says tomei can't say it's tor. Osor and chaver reshul atar. See, at first he paskin was a treifa, because he checked it out with roiv uvia. So how could the next man the yoma say it's kosher? Because he calls bosser roiv chalolo, but is ready a psak to say it's treifa. So Moshe Shani Hocho, to Rav loy osor mesa. Rav did not really ask for it yet. Rav just went to check it out, and before he gave his psak, they gave it to somebody else, but Rav didn't paskin yet. So therefore, you're able to paskin the smuta. The more still though, v'chivon derav b'chochem, and since the chochem had to be matter this shiloh, heich yochem, how did he eat from it? I will say, the pasuk says, v'yemer ho Hashem l'kim, hinei, one second. Yeah, it's a question, how could he eat from this meat? There's a heter. I will say, the pasuk says, v'yemer ho Hashem l'kim, in a nafshe loy metuma on the veil of treif loy echalti menurei v'yadata. Yecheskel was saying upon himself he never ate from this meat. For loy bo bepi bos the pigol. So what does this possibly mean to say like this? In a nafshe loy metuma my nefesh never became tummy means shlo hirati biyoyim lovel day tuma belayla. He never thought about an isha by daytime and shav tuma zera come out at night time. That's one thing. So mashmuz is a chumrah, so toys it's kash, the chumrah, nobody's allowed to do this. And toys, even though you know how to do it, was very hard to watch yourself from it. He was able to watch himself from it. Then Yecheskel said on the veil of treifa yechalti, I never ate on the veil of treifa. What does that mean to say? Pshit, he's not allowed to eat it. Shlo yechalti bosa kois kois mirlam. He never ate from an animal that they had to tell the sheikhet shecht fast. In other words, they were afraid maybe the animal will die first. So they told the sheikhet fast, do a fast job, shecht. So such a shchit, even though it's kosher, but as a chum, he didn't eat from it. Maybe they did it too fast, they didn't do a good job. Then the last part of the pasuk says, "Loi bo be pi bos the pigul." I never ate from the bos of pigul. What does that mean to say? Shlo yachatim bebehema shayru b'chochem. I never ate from an animal that had a shayla. You had a shor chochem, even though the chochem paskin it's mutter. But since there was a shayla, you never ate from it. So you see, there's a chumra for tzaddik not to eat from such a meat. Tzaddik he brought from this meat. And Mishum Reb Nosnum, and Nosnum said all the pshat in Cheska was shlo yachatim bebehema shlo yhumu mat noseho. He never ate from the meat even before they took off the matnas kuna, the lechayim, the keva, even though you're allowed to eat from it, just he's supposed to give it, he was machmir never to eat before they took off the matnas kuna. So Hurtzakasha here, how could he buy? How could Rabbi Baba Chana buy from this meat? Huras the tzaddik shouldn't do this. So when it says Hani Mili Milsa the Talabis Svara, if it's a shailin svara had a paskin, then you should be machmir. But Rabbi Baba Chana Agmrei Samach, he wasn't Samach on Stamas Svara, he was Samach on Allah, he learned from his Rebbe. He learned Allah from his Rebbe like that, that what's called the treifa by the Veshet, by the Kona, only Rav Chalala. Anything less than that is not called a treifa, so it's not really a Shaila. He was something totally in Svara, so he could dingzich. Rashi says, he could have a doubt. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. But here was something he learned from his Rebbe clearly, that the Pesukah Segageris, he is Berayv Chalala. So it's not totally in Svara. For the more still though, for Tepid Le Mishum Chashoda, either be Yechshad, Rashi says, Le Leimu Mishum Deshorin Ale Muzagabe, that Chur people will say that the reason why he bought it was because since he passed and the meat is mutter, so Mustoma the butcher wanted to be Makatov and he made it very cheap for him. So it looks like you're taking tay for your psak din, and that's also. So it should have been also as marathayin. For the more of a table, Mishum Chashod, the time we learned. Dan es adin, if you pass in the shayla, zicho v'chayiv, time v'tir, also v'hitir, you gave some psak alocho, v'chayin eidim shidu, so kulu mishoyin likach, that really mikra din you let to buy it. Avlam v'chachomim, harchot min akir, v'min adomle, stay away from something that's not nice. As people will be chesed you, that he gave it to you cheap because you're paskin for him. So it looks like you're taking schar for your psak. Somewhere again says, Hani mili midi demazvin mishuma. That's only something you sell by a value. You can make a value how much it's worth. So then you could say he charged less, more. He changed the price because of you. But hocho metakla, here he bought it by weight. He bought a pound. So muchach, here everybody knows clearly that there's a price range, how much a pound of meat is. So if he bought 10 pounds, there's no higher, no less. It's a clear-cut price. See, there's no chshad. Pihod the rabba like rabba, shor trefusa. He was matur by trefus and somebody's animal. Pizovim and bishra, and he bought meat from that animal. Omulei, bas rav chizda. So the rav chizda's daughter said to him, Abba, shori bukhra. Pizovim and like my father was matur b'chor, and he didn't buy from it, bishra. Omulei, and tzedak, omulei, hani, mili bukhra, diashum, mizadim. It's only a bechor, that a bechor you not have to sell by weight. You have to sell stama and make one price for the whole thing. See, they were afraid he made a cheaper price. But also when he bought this meat, mitaklo, he bought it from weight, is muchach. He tell clearly the price, it wasn't raised, it wasn't lowered, it was a regular straight price. Another one says, my iko, mishum umtsamai, so what could be, that maybe gives him a good piece of meat. That's all. Like instead of giving him the cheaper meat, he gave him a better piece of meat. Samurah says, no, on Rabbi Bachana, that kol yoyim umtsamai says ovenly, every day used to go and buy the best meat there. So therefore, it won't look like any chshan is given a better meat now than usual. Therefore, is mutter. Omer Rav Chizda, Ezeo Tamachochum, what's called a Tamachochum? Zeharoi treifel yatzmo. Somebody could see a treifel for himself. Rashi says, it means, Kishinerle tzofe treifel vei mosoi, v'nira boi tam le'isa, v'tam le'heter, v'yena chasel of yoyisra, that's called a Tamachochum. That if he could pass in the chumra for himself, even though he has negiyas there, that's called a Tamachochum. V'yom Rav Chizda, Ezeo soina matonis yichya, who's called somebody that hates presents, he'll live. Zeharoya trifle yatzma, the same thing. If you have a shalom on your own animal, and you pask in the chumrah, that shows that you don't go after money. So therefore you pask in the right way. Dorash mazutru mishmad Rav Chizda. Kol misha kora v'shoina. Whoever learns, and kora learns chumish, v'shoina learns mishnayis, v'roya trifle yatzma, and he pask in the trifle for himself, Veshimish Tamil Chachomim, and he learns by a good Rebbe, he's Meshamish Tamil Chachomim. Rashi learns here means Gomal Atar with Tamiya Mishnah. He learns how to answer well, learn well the Gemara Mishnah Isin Asaisin Zezer, and that's called Gemara. So if he learns Gemara, so such a person is Trifle Yat from Shimish Tamil Chachomim, he is all about Kosov, and Alhim the Postik says, Yigia Kapecha Kisach Rashvecha Vatoivloch. That he'll see good fruits from his work. Rav Zvid Oma Zoicha V'noicha Shnei Olomis. So be Zoicha with two worlds. Oilom Azeh V'olom Abo. Ashrecha B'olom Azeh. Be worthy in this world. V'toyv L'chol Olom Abo. Be Zoicha V'olom Abo also. Be Zoicha for two worlds. Rashi says, Yigi Kapecha means the Chiv on the Yal Shaloi. Ein Nechomid. It's Kol Shchen Shon Nechomid Shal Acherim. You're not going to steal from anybody. That's called eating from your own hands. Yeah. Reb Lezer ki have a mishadrile mivei nesiya midi, when they would send him a present from the vei nesiya, leshokul, he wouldn't take the present. To have a mizamnin lei, when they invited him to eat there, leyos, he wouldn't go there. Omar lekaboi mar diichai, don't you want to live? He said, Omar, he said, lekaboi mar idichi, don't you want me to live? The pasuk says, besoinis matanas yichia, who's a person that can live? Someone that doesn't take presents. If you live on your own, that's you better off. So you don't want to take any presents. Rav Zeira ki mishad relay, when you send him a present, leshok, we didn't take it. Ki avi mizaz malay, when they invited him over to eat, then ozl he went. Omri said like this, is yakure yehuda misyakure bi, like they're having more cover than me. The fact that I'm going to them, it's not the pshat they're giving me a free meal, but rather it's still like I'm giving them hanor. So not called on taking from them, I only given to them, therefore that he did. But to take a present, that he wouldn't want to. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over with Graf Mem Hay on the other side.